If you are a student of the Civil War, you probably know some of the important names, like Generals Lee and Grant, or battles such as Antietam and Gettysburg. It's easy to overlook important aspects of the war that often go unnoticed. Today, we take a look back at one of those areas, the role of a chaplain. It's today's edition of the American Countryside. Aloha, I'm Andrew McRae, inviting American Countryside listeners to join me on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, November 4th to the 13th. We'll stay on Oahu and soak up the sun on Waikiki Beach, then fly to Kauai to see extraordinary Waimea Canyon. We'll also stay on Maui at the fabulous Hyatt Regency Resort on Kuanapali Beach. Agricultural highlights include the pineapple and coffee plantations, lavender farm, and much more. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266.
Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. The American Heart Association says the disco song Stayin' Alive is the near-perfect beat for hands-only CPR. If you see a teen or adult collapse from cardiac arrest, you only need two steps to help save a life. Call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of the song Stayin' Alive. Disco is back and it's saving lives. To learn more, go to heart.org/hands-only-CPR.
Nationally supported by the WellPoint Foundation.
During the Civil War, men of all ages took up arms to fight for their side of the conflict. Some of those answered a slightly different call. A call to minister to those heading to battle.
In many cases, if a chaplain felt a calling, he would leave his parish. He would get letters of recommendation. There's a process that you would go through. You would put your education down there where you were ordained and usually get some sort of sponsorship, and then you would be placed into these particular units.
Wayne Motz is the CEO of the National Civil War Museum in Harrisburg.
They were considered non-combatants, although many actually fought in action during the Civil War. I know at least 11 Union chaplains that were killed in the Union Army in the Civil War, at least 14 chaplains in the Confederate Army killed in action in the Civil War.
Many more died due to disease and the hardships of the war itself.
The average age of a Civil War soldier might be 25, so the chaplains could be in their mid-40s. Some were younger, but they're also a very educated group, with these men having college education, so that would make them a little bit older than most of the troops.
It was a unique and important role. Motz says it was especially so when you consider the age of some of these men and the tasks they were asked to perform.
They're still wanting to serve their country, but actively serving in the field, and once again, a difficult job. You're 50 years old, and you're trying to march 26 miles with the rest of your command. That's going to be very difficult in the Civil War. A lot of hardships.
Next time, we take a look at a special chaplain at the Battle of Gettysburg, a man whose duties in July of 1863 are still well remembered today. That's on our next edition, as we travel the countryside. In Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McRae.